Welcome to Crossroads, a podcast from the National's review section. Turkish music from the 1960s and 70s has been going through a revival. Among the DJs, collectors and musicologists interested in this music is Cornelia Binzovic. Cornelia moved to Istanbul in 2015 and has been looking at the forgotten story of female artists from this time. Şehirde ojeli parmakları yazma bir de bizim köyde nasırlanmış elleri de yaz yaz gazeteci yaz 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 efendi yaz 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 gazeteci yaz 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 efendi yaz. Cornelia, what is it about this music and this era that interests you so much?
The most important thing in Turkish music that enchanted and mesmerized me was this combination of cultures. When you look into the Turkish music from 60s and 70s, you have a feeling that you're really experiencing the connection of Western patterns, Eastern patterns, which I mean here, like influences, Middle Eastern influences, Persian influences, Greek influences, and Turkish itself, Ottoman influences.
Turkish music is going through a revival, isn't it? Turkish music from this era. So what is attracting DJs and collectors and musicians to Turkish music of the 60s and 70s? Why is it going through this resurgence?
The revival of Turkish music is quite now obvious. More and more people are exploring this music, but everybody is exploring it from its own perspective. As I mentioned before, one of the most important facts is this fusion of westernized westernized sounds and traditional Turkish music. This is something that is so mesmerizing for a lot of people. From my perspective, as I interested mostly in women music, the Turkish female music is the field of exploration not only of the music itself, but the culture itself and the situation and perspective of women in the Turkish society, which is quite complex.
You're particularly interested in Turkish female music from the 60s and 70s. You know, people like Esmeré, Zehra Sabah. I mean, what's different about the female stars particularly?
So women in Turkey, especially artists in Turkey, have gone through a difficult way. Since the Ottoman Empire, it was not well, like being an artist was perceived as not a good position in a society. So being an artist in 60s and 70s, it's a kind of revolutionary situation. Women started to perform music, and somehow they gained some freedom through the music. You mentioned Zehra Sabah, which is the Syrian origin artist. She's a Turkish person. She's a Turkish artist. We're living in Adana right now, quite popular in the 70s and 80s. However, she reflects this Arabic, deep Arabic sound. For example, if you compare her with Adja Pekkan, one of the biggest and the most popular women singer in Turkey, she's absolutely on the other side of this spectrum, right? She's a westernized, she's cosmopolitan. She was singing French songs in 60s and 70s, covers in Turkish. So this is like, if you combine all the stuff, you can really something understand. However, without deep Diving into Turkish diversity, you will not have a whole picture of Turkish music and Turkey itself.
Okay, so how popular is this music in Turkey?
There are a few names that are popular in Turkey. And this is a big paradox because before I came here, I also was very attached just to a few names like Selda Bacan, Arca Pekkan, Kamuran Akor. And when I came here, I understood that there are like hundreds of female musicians who are like waiting for being discovered. Because in Turkey, female musicians are not that well respected as they should be. First of all, they are just treated sometimes just as a like colorful addition to music made by men. On the other hand, they were perceived with not a big respect because it's also connected to the perception of artists and women, especially on the stage. It comes back to the older Muslim tradition where it's not, you know, it's not very well respected.
Okay.
A lot of people just don't pay attention to female musicians and female artists. So whenever I'm digging, whenever I'm exploring this music, I often meet like this kind of fascination of the people. They are really surprised that there are so many beautiful and talented artists from the past.
To read more about Cornelia's project, visit thenational.ie, and you can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Thank you for listening.